Okay, Peel maybe, that he is, I mean, Peel. when it comes to the Krishna temple, it's all about self-realization. He realizes, he wakes up and realizes that, gosh, I've been living, well, that he realizes when he's 20, I've been living completely unconscious, never thinking about questioning my lifestyle and so on. Just having it simulated, what I got from the society around me. But then when it comes to temple, he realizes, I don't know who I am. And I just came here to this world, where was I before, and so on. And who am I really? So they challenged him on that. But then, because they were all neophytes, they looked in the books and they saw this kind of ideal person there, who for the male side is dressed in saffron robes and shaven head and tuft of hair and all that. So they all try to emulate such a person. And the ladies on their side, those ideals that they found there, but then took it too far, and we can show that within the story. And he, our hero here, he just became that kind of person, that ideal image of a person that he tried to emulate. And well, the thing is that that was not him either. That was not his real self. That was him trying to be someone that he had learned that he should be. So then when he gets older, that's what happens as the next step, which we also build into the story. When he steps out of that and has to reclaim himself in the way, going back to and kind of tearing down that artificial person, however ideal it may be, but then keeping the good things and realizing that this is what it was about, not to try to dress up as someone, but to simply be the way you are. But add these tenets of bhakti, the qualities of Vaishnava, to your daily life. And then he starts to realize the acharya said things like that, bhakti vinoda, that you don't have to leave anywhere, just stay where you are, and so on. That's my 12 point.